face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Now, sports talk while you're on the clock. This is Zolak and Bertrand.
I'm going to slap you because you fake it.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
O'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. RJ Bell brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island. Now open at Twin River Casino Hotel, the only place in New England you can legally bet on sports. Powered by William Hill. Visit sportsbetri.com. RJ, what's up?
I tell you, that song's not near as good.
Thank you.
Money ain't a thing. Come on.
It stinks.
Holiday season.
It's holiday. It's about money at Christmas time. Give us some money.
There's never holidays in Vegas. Vegas is the same every day.
That's not true.
Well, you know, Christmas Eve in Vegas, if you're alone in a casino, let's just say that's not a good thing.
How do you make it through that night, seriously, in that case?
Oh, like, I usually, you know, for almost every year I've been out here, I go back home to Ohio. But I do love Thanksgiving in Vegas is the best.
Why is that?
Well, the college football season.
Well, there's all the football, but then instead of the hot house and the, let's be honest, most people, the moms aren't great cooks. You might have an affinity for your favorite, chili nachos or whatever when you were a kid.
Lorraine. Super nachos.
But,
Lorraine.
Yeah. But the turkey's going to be dry. Go to an elite place in town. It's all delicious. No work. There it is.
I don't know, RJ. I had a couple of good Christmas Eves hanging out at Big Dogs there on West Sahara, you know, into the wee hours, wondering if Santa was going to come by and sprinkle some of his magic dust on the old video poker machine.
That explains a lot.
Yep.
I'm going to start with my pick this weekend. I'm taking the Texans, but I bought a half a point, so it's the Texans -6.5 at the Jets.
Ooh, I tell you this. Now, my first instinct is big road favorite, right? Big road favorite.
I know. Those are dangerous.
And a team that's not used to being a road favorite, which is even more dangerous. But Jets leading rusher out, leading receiver out. Donald looked good in the fourth quarter, but didn't look good otherwise. Now, here's the last thing, right? To me, it's a toss-up, but here's what keeps me off it, and I would lean Jets. I'm a big believer. December, late season, teams that play well historically, there's something to that, especially with the same coach. So if you look the last 3 years, the Texans have the worst against the spread record in the NFL. Ooh. December or later, regular season games. So those straight January games are included. 2-9-1 against the spread. This is a team that tends to fade, so I'm going to stay away from it. I would lean. I'm not going to bet it. But I'm a lean Jets.
All right, that sounds like I'm square.
RJ,
that sounds like
we should have said something right at the beginning. But thank you for your wonderful Christmas basket.
Oh yes,
classy guy as always.
It was devoured before Zoe and I even really.
And my mug, I crack mugs at home, so I could use another mug.
Yeah, RJ sent a very nice.
So was it my wife? You know, that this is probably like the 10th year we've sent these out, and it's like refined. Every year we get feedback, and then we eliminate the stuff people don't love, and what's left is the best of the best. So I hope, from what I can gather, and I had a little sample of everything, it's all quite good.
RJ, can I be honest with you? Who sends feedback that they did not appreciate a part of a holiday basket? I mean, you got to be a real a-hole to do something like that. Like,
not,
hey, RJ, appreciate the gift. Part of it sucked, though.
I'm not a big sweet and sour guy. Like, I can do it out the gummies.
Oh, no, I thought the sweet and sour stars.
No, but I don't think
those are good.
Stuff.
No, keep sending those.
Yeah,
those
but I love to beat turkey.
See, it's the opposite, though. It's not people say that's bad. It's what they say is good.
Oh,
we want the A+.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, so speaking of road favorites, there's one that I like this week, and I know you got to be careful of them, but the Saints laying 6.5 at Carolina.
You know something? I actually would say Carolina is one of my three, two or three favorite picks.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I agree. They play well at home.
Yeah, 10-1 straight up at home. And if you look at the Saints, last 3 weeks, they're averaging 262 yards per game.
Yeah.
That's 31st in the NFL. Now, Drew Brees is not a young buck. So it strikes me, one thing we saw with Brady over the years is, and again, Brady actually, eye test looked good last week, so let's not say so much Brady's hit that wall yet, but these late 30, 40-year-old quarterbacks hit the wall late in seasons. And remember, Brady's best year in his older years was when he was suspended the first four games.
Yes.
So now you have four less games the whole season. So in week 17, you're really on week, four games prior. So to me, maybe it's a coincidence or maybe it's Brees. Now listen, the Saints D's been good. And if anything, they're trending up. But think about this line, right? And I actually played it at 6.5. If this game were in New Orleans, the line would be 12.5. Now, like when you have a really good team against a bottom five team, not the worst team against the best team, but let's say it's the fifth best team against the 28th best team and the fifth best team's at home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Line's usually 13-14. Well, so you're telling me Carolina's one of the five worst teams?
I don't know. I like the Saints to beat the Panthers by a touchdown.
Bringing
least.
All this reason and logic into it, RJ.
And last thing, Saints third straight road game.
Yeah, I'm liking that gift basket less and less.
Well, why don't you tell me how sharp I am? Explain to me how the Colts are even favored against Dallas. They're giving them 3. I just picked up Dallas. Going to punch them in the mouth, I think.
Oh, I tell you this is the sharp, probably one of the, I call it the duct tape on the shoe guys. The guys that their shoes are 10 years old. That's when the way they handicap stopped winning. So now they got to duct tape them. And the old school sharps, they love the Colts here because it's all motivation. They're looking at it saying, well, Dallas is 99% to win the division. They're pretty much locked in the 4 slot. So what are they playing for? On the other hand, Andrew Luck and the Colts are fighting for their playoff lives. Other than that Jacksonville game, Colts have played great the last 5-6 weeks.
So I'm square?
Yes. Now, last thing that actually makes me like the Colts even more. Frank Reich, very, very good coach, I think we're saying, and very familiar with the Cowboys. He was with Philadelphia the prior 2 years.
All right, so we're going 0-4 on our picks, according to RJ. Hey, how's this?
No. Hey, listen, even a drunk baby flipping coins is going to win 50% of the time.
I just got an email in asking if I could get you to say drunk baby again. So there, you just did it. You just did it for us. How's the super contest?
Oh, guys.
I saw an update earlier this week.
Right. Well, here's the thing. 4-1 we went. All right, so 14 weeks of the season. We've had one losing week. We're 65%, 5 picks a week, right? And now we're in second place, only one player ahead of us, and he's one game ahead of us. Now, there was an online sports book that put odds on who's going to win this thing, and we're the favorite.
$700,000, you and a partner?
Yes. Oh, $640,000, winner take all, and we are now the betting favorite to win it. By the way, I'm tweeting out our 5 picks on my Twitter at RJ in Vegas. So 65%, baby.
All right. Good luck.
Wow. It's at RJ in Vegas on Twitter, pregame.com. That's where you find him. One other pick. Jim had a pick this week, and he's taking the Packers.
Ooh, I tell you, the Packers. Now, I'm of two minds here, right? Because my thought was, And I think this is a good exercise if you're serious about betting, is think about what the line should be before you see the line, right? Just write it down real quick, just your gut instinct.
Okay.
I would have put this line at 4, and I would have really liked the Bears. The line's 6. So to me, Aaron Rodgers and the whole post-McCarthy thing, he looked mighty good. So you can make the case he wants to finish the year strong. On the other hand, though, Green Bay doesn't have much of a chance to make the playoffs, like 3% right now is what they're saying. And Green Bay 0-6 away from home. And the Packers O-line is banged up, which against Khalil Mack in that rush is a problem. So I think the line's expensive at 6, but I still lean Bears.
Okay, very good. RJ Bell, pregame.com. What else?
Real quick.
What do you got?
I got my trend of the year. It'll take 15 seconds.
Sure.
It's the Patriots. When Bill Belichick and the Patriots are off a loss and they're not favored by more than a field goal, so the logic is it's a super competitive game, underdog or not favored by more than a field goal, 20-0 against the spread since 2002.
That sounds like a lock then.
20-0.
Wow. All right. Unless it goes up a half a point, then it's not so good.
We got to change some things. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome.
So Patriots. So Patriots are a good bet this weekend.
Well, it's expensive because think it. Let's flip it again, right? So if they're 2, let's say that means they'd be 8 at home, 6-point flip. So I think it's really acknowledging Pittsburgh's problems. I still would go with the Pats because of Gronk. See, everyone's talking about Gronk, and he looks slow. You know, obviously he did on that defensive play. But he actually had a heck of an offensive game. Steelers, one of the worst teams in the league against tight ends since Shazier got hurt. So to me, I would lean Patriots, but I'd like it much more if it were like, you know, pick them. But yeah, if you got to bet it, I'd go Pats.
All right, RJ, appreciate it as always.
Thanks, RJ.
Thanks, guys.
RJ Bell from pregame.com joining us here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotions.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
My pick this weekend, I'm taking the Texans -6.5 at the Jets.
Ooh, I tell you this.
There's one that I like this week. The Saints laying 6.5 at Carolina.
I actually would say Carolina is one of my 2 or 3 favorite picks.
Oh, boy.
Tell me how sharp I am. Explain to me how the Colts are even favored against Dallas. They're giving them 3. I just picked up Dallas. Dallas is going to punch them in the mouth, I think. So I'm square?
Yes.
One other pick. Jim had a pick this week, and he's taking the Packers.
Ooh, I tell you, the Packers.
Ooh, I tell you.
What a bunch of dopes we are.
What's this, Gene and Dean Christmas?
What is it, like Elvis standing there, like one of the surfboards with the water moving behind him? Gidget? Gidget's Christmas? You don't even know who Gidget is, do you?
Party.
You remember Gidget? Gidget Goes Hawaiian?
Oh, yeah. A Sally Field.
Yeah.
Wait till you see my Gidget.
Who was the...
Who was
the band?
What
was the band?
That's why you can't play these songs with Zoe. He just wants to just talk about them.
I didn't even play anything specific. I said,
I know.
We have RJ's recap. I need something instrumental only. No vocals.
Good job.
You're going to say she's all that you adore, but stay
away. Here, Zoe, I got something better for you.
Gidget is spoken for.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, I mean, if we did a year-ender of, like, the 10 years in existence of the Sports Hub, name the most... Oh, yeah!
This would be it. I think we've probably... This has been a long time, right?
The worst rejoin in the history since the inception of the Sports Hub.
I know what it is.
This one? What's the other one?
There were...
Felger and Madsen's
one all the time. I didn't do it, but somebody...
Oh, yeah!
...used Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator... And looped just like 4 seconds of it over and over again. So it went.
Who would do that?
And it never, it was like 40 seconds of that.
Wow.
That lasted for like a week.
There are a lot of the rejoin songs, bed music, whatever we want to call them here, that are of songs I really like, yet I've come to hate them because I've heard them so many times.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is a song I really like. Damn it, I don't want to hear it right now.
Yeah.
Because we hear all of them. 617-779-0985. Do we want to go Hardy's Moon Take or Ken and Lowell?
I want to go Moon first.
Moon first. Wayne and Grafton on Hardy's take on the moon landing being real.
Guess what this is going to be about.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Festivus. You'll be getting my yearly Christmas greeting.
Oh, it'll be something
soon.
Perverted. I know it will be.
I know, I don't understand. But speaking of perverted, I got to talk to Hottie because, you know, I'm an older guy, and that moon thing caught my interest the other day. I enjoyed it. But in 1969, I was awake at 3 o'clock in the morning as I saw it on TV. It was like watching a bad episode of Star Trek, but it was real. And also, Hottie, I find that beard of yours quite attractive because, you know, I have a beard, too, and we're bearded men. We're manly. We like to work with power tools and wood. And every time you look in the mirror, all you got to do is think of me while you're trimming your beard, and you say, he's licking at you.
I'm glad you took the call.
He's such a weirdo.
Oh, you think?
Oh, he's such a weirdo.
He doesn't come across like that.
He doesn't call if you don't have that beard.
I blame the beard.
Something's going on with the beard.
Zoe hates the beard.
It's the gray. It's the salt.
I just looked up and saw you in another photo, and it looks weird now. The beard has become such a part of you.
It reminds you of your own mortality.
You look like a sicko there. Like crazy, crazy R. Hardy. Like that is like, I'm going to the casino, and I don't care what you say. Leave me alone. Don't look at me. Don't touch me. I'll see you in 3 days.
Was the moon landing that late into the night on the East Coast? Was that... I wasn't around. I never really thought of that.
I don't know. It was like 2.
What time was it when they landed?
Did they really land?
July 21st at 2:56 UTC. Whatever that means.
Et cetera? University of Texas Christian?
Are we -5 UTC here?
Coordinated Universal Time.
He's licking at you.
So right now it's 18:26 UTC. We are at 13:26.
Yeah, 5 hours difference. We're -5.
Okay. So would it be? So no, been like, it wouldn't have been 3 o'clock
like 10
in the
p.m.
Well, like we 10... don't know where Wayne was.
You know what? The beard, like Edelman's beard.
Yeah. Europe. He was in Europe when it happened.
Like it'd be down there watching Worms. Edelman's got that beard now, and it's like sticking out everywhere. Like, he's got his chin strap, and it's, like, sticking out of the holes in the chin strap. It's, like, coming out of the front. It's going.
Who is this?
Edelman.
Edelman.
And it's coming out of his neck.
Squirrel.
I'm, like, trim it up. Like, it's... I get the Movember thing and all that. You know?
Ken and Lowell, what time was the moon landing on the East Coast? Do you remember?
It's GMT minus 5 hours.
Sorry?
Hey, Saul. Hey, Beetle.
Hey, Ken.
Hi, Ken.
What's up, man?
So, happy birthday, man.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, Hottie, that song was awesome. I listened to it the other day.
I tried to email it to you, Ken, but shockingly, the email address you gave me bounced back. So you might want to, before you hang up, maybe Tom can, you can give Tom your email address. I can try it again.
I really don't know how to do this stuff. I have to get a 13-year-old to help me with this crap, and I really don't know anything.
No, it's okay.
But anyway... Beetle, I got a bone to pick with you, man.
Okay. Yes.
All right. I told you last week, don't be looking past the Miami Dolphins in Miami. You're talking about playoff seeding. You're talking about this, that, and everything else. And I told you. Huh?
Yeah, that was Zoe yelling. I hear you. Go on.
All right. So who do we play after the Pittsburgh Steelers? Should we start talking about them?
I actually don't know who we play after them. It's either the Jets or the Bills.
That's a good answer. But, Beetle, please, quit looking past.
Yeah.
You know,
wait a minute. Ken, I was the guy who was afraid of Miami.
No, you were the one that talked. In fact, if I remember correctly, you said that you predicted the final score something like 34-16 or something like that.
No, you got the wrong guy.
No, I remember. Listen. You were talking about playoff seeds and all that.
Yeah, we did. We did an entire show where we said we're admittedly getting ahead of ourselves, and we're going to talk playoff seeds as if the Patriots take care of business against the Dolphins. Yes, we did that show. But I was the one warning Zoe all week that you're not giving Miami and playing at Miami enough credit. It's a difficult place, and it's a weird place. It's like Denver, as I said.
All right. Well, I accept your apology.
Yes.
I'm not apologizing. No.
But got it. Anyway.
Thanks,
anyway,
Ken.
Listen, I don't know if you guys are going off the air for vacation or something like that. But
no, we're here all next week.
Shut it down.
We're here all next week.
All next week we'll be here.
All right. Okay. I'll give you guys an I'll torment you guys in next week, too,
excellent.
Then.
All right. We love you, Ken.
I did not give a score prediction.
Good call.
Did you? Did anyone here give a score?
Oh, but I you did the right thing by apologizing.
Yeah, you're right. Not apologizing.
That's nice. There's
nothing to apologize for.
It's nice.
It's the right thing to do.
Andy's in Upton. Andy.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Good.
First off, I just want to say that in regards to the last caller, anytime someone from New England says, if I remember correctly, they are 100% not remembering correctly. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that right now.
Okay. It's more of a guess than actually remembering
exactly.
anything.
That's a New England guesstimate, which is basically just overreacting. Mm. But I just wanted, you guys were talking about lead-ins earlier. The worst lead-in is a song that I love, but Felgren Mads used it for so many years, and both of them didn't even like Pearl Jam, which was glorified version of a Pelican. And neither of them even liked the song, and they used it for 5 years. What the hell?
Felgren doesn't like that song?
They still
of
use
all
it.
The, of all the Pearl Jam ones, that's the one I don't think he likes.
Then why did he use it?
I don't know. There's
why
a weird,
did they use it at the top of every hour?
Yeah, there's
9 years.
I didn't know that. They're still using it.
There's a really weird one they play.
We're 9 years in.
10 questions with Bedard. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, love boat.
Yeah. Like, it really, like, you want to, like, take a rock and throw it through your head.
Yeah.
It's love the classic.
Yeah, there you go.
No, this one's jam. This is the jam.
Is this the looped one?
They're playing this down at a Pull and Weedier Independence Bowl, that bar.
But it never kicked in. This was it. Just like this.
You're like waiting for it.
Oh. Jim, what's that one with the most annoying song you play? Most annoying song you play?
Ah! You hated Stone Temple Pilots' Dancing Days. That was your least
Jim,
liked.
Play Dancing Days, whatever one that was.
Stone Temple Pilots. It was the Led Zeppelin.
It was the
Led Zeppelin version of Dancing Days, the original, not the STP remake. You hated that one more than anything.
There's one I get, and I think that's the one you're talking about. I can't bring it.
Do you want me to tell you what it is before Jim plays it?
No, I want Jim to play it so I can lose my mind again.
You will lose your mind as soon as you hear the opening.
So I thought we left Led this Zeppelin thing at the old place. Oh, here it is. This one, you want to just take a car, drive it into the side of a cement wall, and don't leave your seatbelt on.
And this is a good song that I like.
Nope.
I like
nothing
this
song. Good about it. We
House
ruined
of the Holy,
it.
My favorite Zeppelin album.
We ruined this song at the station. There it is. Every show used it and just beat it to death. God.
I have to do some new beds for the new year.
Why? That's a good one.
Because I don't need this. Like, first day back from vacation.
We don't need the distraction.
Like, him being like this.
Evening grows. And the worst was, like, we're in location.
It's, you understand
Tom's back here alone.
You understand it's
it
not up to me.
Eric rejoined city, baby.
But you understand it's not up to me.
What's the most annoying song you can ever hear?
Listen live and check out all of our podcasts.
Critics acclaimed it as radio's finest production.
Available wherever and whenever you want.
Getting out of control.
On the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Middays at 10. Zolak and Bertrand.
It's early in the morning. Sun comes out. Moon is up there. Never doubt. And Mike's mean. The bitch is hungry. She needs a fill.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons, blue.
What's wrong with you, Zoe?
Wrap your presents to your darling from you.
Fake promos coming up 10 minutes from now.
That's a really good song, Hardy.
Thank you.
Mike is in Vermont. Hi, Mike.
I love you.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good, Mike.
How are you?
Hey, I've been... Excuse me?
You're up there in Vermont, huh?
I'm right. I can see Killington Peak from my driveway.
How much snow do you have now?
On my lawn, it probably got over 2 feet. Killington probably has well over 3 feet.
Holy awesome.
Smokes.
Yeah, yeah, we got plenty. We lost power for 5 days up here a week ago with that big snowstorm we had.
Yeah, nobody here would even know it.
Yep.
I'm just saying, you asked, so I answered.
No, I'm glad you did.
You have a generator?
We have one. We don't use it that much. We heat with wood, so we were fine. We stayed warm. You know what I mean? I shovel my own roof off. I get up on roof. And, oh, man. So I got 66 years old, two artificial knees and an artificial hip. And anyway.
Up on the RoboCop.
Yeah. I called the Beatle. I remember when you were on Felger and Mass, I started watching back then. That's when I had my knees and hip replaced, and that's pretty much when I retired. I just love your guys' show. Since you've been on TV, I can't get you on the radio. A couple little sidelights, if I could. I played ball with former great Red Sox manager Joe Kerrigan down the A-ball down the Florida State League, and I also played on the same team with Andre Dawson out in the Pioneer League out in Lethbridge, Alberta. So I've been following sports my whole life. I really love you guys, and I love the way you get things done. So
we appreciate that. It's my favorite ski mountain in New England, Killington. Love it up there.
Well, good thing to know. I mean,
how's that new, like, Killington Grand, the big base lodge that they built?
Yeah. That's the one I can see from my house. It's up on top. It's where the tower is and everything
up
there. Yeah,
they got a hot tub and everything?
Pardon me?
They got hot tubs, like indoor, outdoor?
They got everything. Yeah, in the last 2 years, they've had the woman's slalom up here, giant slalom and slalom the last 2 years. World Cup, I'm talking.
Okay,
so, excellent.
Everything's happening up here. But anyway, Merry Christmas, guys.
Hey, same to you, Mike. Take care, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Killington's badass. Badass mountain. You guys aren't skiers.
No.
I quit skiing and started snowboarding, but I haven't.
I ski a little bit. Like I could just go to get down casual. We'll do blues, greens and blues. Like I don't mess with the blacks anymore. I hit a ski pole, like an actual tower of the lift going
up.
Sure,
yeah.
Yeah. Full speed with my knees. And this is West Virginia, Snowshoe West Virginia, back when I was playing. And I remember I thought I blew my knee out. And thank God it was like January. We didn't start our workouts until March. It took me about 2 months to get right.
So did you start your kids skiing?
No.
See, I haven't done it either. And
we blew it. We missed that time. If you don't start them by like six,
that's
five
not
or six,
true. That's yeah. not true. No, it's not.
I started
skiing when I was a teenager. And then I switched to snowboarding in my 20s. But I want the kids to snowboard. I don't think either one of them are strong enough.
I use 208s, Fisher Vacuum, or longboards, man.
And I know little kids snowboard, but I don't know. It just seems like such a struggle.
I don't like those guys, the snowboarders.
Snowboarders, why not?
They take you out because they cut across the mountain. It's like, and it's over. And they get, if you're a pure skier, the snowboarders irritate you. They get in your way.
But you're really not a pure skier.
No.
I mean, you do it every once in a while.
If you're not good enough,
you shouldn't be
irritated. You're not good enough to stop.
You're probably getting in the way of the pure skiers as much as the snowboarders.
I just want to point and go, right? And I don't want to run out, clip a guy or something. Yeah.
There's room for everybody. It's fine.
Played with Joe Kerrigan and Andre Dawson. Dawson I might brag about. Kerrigan, not a great manager, as Mike said.
He still played with
him. He still played
a
ball with him.
He didn't say he's
not a
great
manager. He did. He called him great. He did. Not a great manager. Well, I mean, bad manager.
He called our
not
show.
Good.
He called our show great.
Yep.
Well, now you're I got to question that too. I mean, Andre Dawson's a Hall of Famer, is he not? He's in the Hall. Yeah, he's in. Dawson's good.
If Baines is in, Dawson should be in.
Oh, Dawson's already in though, and he got in with the Riders, I believe.
Pretty paper.
I should double check that. But
pretty
he's in.
Ribbon.
Got in 2010. Yeah, he's in.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
That's hot. That sweet, funky stuff. Hey, time for 2 days takeaways brought to you by Weekend 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life. Official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox.
since it is the end of the year, we're not like Felger and Mads. We will be grinding next week. We're going to pound that rock.
Oh, yeah. We're going to
run the ball. We're going to grind it. We'll be back next week. But we have fake promos. Fake promo Friday. Year enders.
Yeah, so this has been...
What months?
This is going to be April, May, June, Jim?
This is May, June...
July.
July, and we didn't have to dip into August for this one.
Okay.
So next will be August through November. We didn't actually do any in December because we've been doing best ofs.
Right. So we started with 44 fake promos from those months, and we have whittled it down. Right. Like best of the best 44, and we've whittled it down to 12. So here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
So why not just make it IHOM? International House of Milth.
What are, like Milth. A sawmill?
No, Milth. M-E-A-L-S.
Oh,
Mills.
Okay.
International House of Mills.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm so excited to go back to Pittsburgh this weekend so that I can just talk normal and everybody understands you.
So I can talk normal. So I can go somewhere where they talk all messed up, too.
Mr. Perfect over here. What? M-I-L-L-S?
By the way, IHOB is now IHOP again.
That was all.
Yeah, that was a ruse. We got hoodwinked. We got bamboozled.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Tampa Bay will be on their way if they get a win tonight and go up 3-1 over your Boston Bruins at the Garden. We're going to be talking to Billy Jaffe about that up next.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That was when you electrocuted yourself.
I swear to God, it was the old building, right? It was the old building.
That's so good.
And I went to touch this.
I forgot what was coming.
And it went right. I could still feel the heat in my elbow. Went right through. Just zapped me. You think it's funny? You go play electricity.
How is that not the last one in this? Shows you how good they are. This batch.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe is with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Dan. How are you? Nice to see you. What'd you make of the interview with Brady?
Well, first of all, I didn't watch it.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What did he do the other day that he said he didn't do?
He is the most prepared guy going, isn't he?
He hadn't seen the game. He hadn't seen the game from the night before, I think.
No, that was the Brady. That was the Brady sit down with Oprah.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
Or it could have been the Milken Institute one.
Yeah.
One of them.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
You would get rid of Kyrie.
To facilitate LeBron?
Yes.
Right now.
Zo, would you do it?
Today.
What? Do what? Never mind. Jim, would you do it?
No.
Neither would I.
Do what?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Do what?
I just want somebody to set it up for me again. That's all.
We're having a conversation. Zolak and Bertrand show.
Would you trade for LeBron James was the question.
You ever go down an email wormhole, like during the show, and you just get caught by it? And it just takes up, like, whoa. I got to really read this email again, and then you guys were talking, and it slipped.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Troy in Dorchester. Troy.
How you guys doing today?
How you doing, Troy?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Zo had a pretty good stretch there where he was goofing on every
We told him. We told him to stop.
I know.
We told you to stop doing it. It was getting so bad.
Mocking everybody. People calling your show. Hey, Zo. Hey, Beetle.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah. It's up, Pat.
They're calling
big fan
to talk
of the show.
To you.
Oh, thanks. Big fan of you calling in.
He's such a dick to everybody. Why?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Book your hotel in Cleveland. I don't know about Sacramento or the Golden State, wherever the hell they play. Where they play?
Oakland.
That's right. The Kings are in Sacramento.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
Bonesy. Yeah, you book your hotel room there yet, Bonesy.
They got any Tim Hortons down there? Oh, no.
Yeah, get your Timbits.
Hockey.
Tim.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Went and found Saul to his behavior to him in a big but to be proud his way lies and women and all.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
I don't know, it sounds like Michael McDonald to me.
Thank you.
It was.
Just humming along and Jim's got to be a dick and record everything.
What a fool believes.
That's all he does.
Yeah.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Check them out, 76 Guest Street in Brighton. bowlbrighton.com. What do you want to talk about, Zoe?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports House.
Good show.
That one?
It's a great show.
Awesome show.
It's a really
what
good
was
show.
Going on?
I just thought I was like, oh, we're such grinders. I'm like, oh, yeah, we're such grinders. impeccable work ethic. Just the best.
Shut up.
So, what do you want to do in the show?
What do you want to do?
Tell me something about sports.
Could you imagine being like Francis coming into okay, so I'll just sit here and read some. What'd you say?
How many bowl games are there this year?
One, two, three, four, five.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
That had to be fun, though. I thought day like that down there. Just get squirted. Squirt me in the face. Never mind. God dang it.
Thank you.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hot day, squirt me in the face.
It happens.
It's a water bottle.
Right. It's just a water bottle. Grow up, right?
Yes.
Grow up, Beetle.
You're the one going, thank you.
I don't make it. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Wanna take a walk with my sisters in town. And away light enough to lease up the moon.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sisters. Everything had to do with the moon for a while.
My sister and the moon.
Yeah.
Lease.
Those were your... Those were your two themes throughout the year. Goofing on callers who said and the way they said hello. And the moon. You worked the lyrics to the moon into every song. All right, two more. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
What's the email?
Zoe, Z-O, at 985thesportshub.com.
At 98, do I put 98,
nope,
985?
Nope, 985, no periods in there, no dots.
985 Sports Hub?
No, no, thesportshub.com.
Thesportshub.
Yes,
.com.
Hey.
Okay.
Aha.
Well, great.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
That is Lorraine getting your email address.
I love the fact that Felker's around when we're doing these because not one of these things would ever happen on their show.
No.
We've got 50 of them to choose from.
This would never happen on their show.
God.
Last one. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Because it's been like a fire on, hell on fire. Fire on wheels. Fire on ice. Lightning and thunder. And the thunder and the lightning.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hell on fire. Fire and wheels.
That's been a fun week.
Fire and ice.
Fun week. All right, Beetle, what's going to be happening Monday when we get back on air?
I think we're talking about a Patriots win and things looking up.
I'd be so excited. I won't sleep on Sunday.
Enjoy Pittsburgh. Felger Mavs are coming your way
all
next.
Right. Let's go Pats.
Hi.
Dup, 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 dup.
Christmas!
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.